Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Country star Nathan Carter is making headlines this morning, and not for his music, because today's Irish News tells us that the PSNI are expected to issue up to 60 COVID-19 fines totalling around £13,000 sterling after attending his home last Friday night. In a moment, I'll be joined by Ryan McAleer, journalist with the Irish News, who has the story. But first, we have a statement to the programme on behalf of Nathan Carter from his representatives. It says, "I wish to confirm the attendance of the PSNI at my residence on Friday the 28th of May. My family visiting from Liverpool had organised a barbecue for my birthday. They believe that this gathering was within the current COVID-19 restrictions in the north. However, it transpires that it was not. The organiser has already paid the fine that was issued. Given the restrictions, I realise how irresponsible these actions were, and I fully apologise, Nathan Carter." And as I said, Ryan McAleer is with us now. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Will you explain to us what happened?
Well, from what I understand, police received a report on Friday night of a gathering believed to be in breach of the current restrictions that we have here in the north. They attended a property in the Lisbelaw area, which is around just a few miles south of Fermanagh, beside Upper Lough Erne. They confirmed they attended a house party where at least 50 people were present, and initially handed out 14 £200 fines and a single £1,000 fine. Through our investigation into this incident, we've determined that police at the time said further action wasn't expected. So we've determined that from our information that up to 60 fines will now be issued to those in attendance, and we believe most of those will be the £200 fines. That's coming in around £13,000 in total.
Okay, Nathan says in that statement that it was for his birthday, this barbecue that was organised. He's 31, just turned 31. He's very young still. Do you know, Ryan, how the PSNI became aware of the party?
Oh, we know just that they received a report, so I suppose people can determine themselves if police were notified. People can put two and two together there, but just to be clear on what the situation is here now in the north in terms of the restrictions. Last week we had a relaxation, and people might be surprised that a story like this is coming out. But those relaxation of the restrictions were largely in respect to public gatherings. So while you can attend have up to 500 people at a public event, you can also have larger indoor gatherings. But it remains very strict in private dwellings, and the current guidelines are just up to 6 people from 2 households can meet in a home. That can go up to around 10 people, depending if this one of those households is slightly larger and children aren't counted. And in terms of in your garden, it's only 15 people from 3 households. So and that's in the context of 50 to 60 people, and maybe you can understand why this enforcement action was taken.
Okay, so up to 15 people maximum then, including children from 3 households, can meet outside.
In a garden, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. But,
okay.
Yeah, so this was described by police as a house party, so that's the line from police.
What's your assessment, Ryan, of the public reaction since this story emerged via yourselves this morning? What have people been saying?
Up here we've had quite a bit of political controversy over the regulations, because they've been shifting so fast. People sometimes don't keep up with them. Ourselves and the media are very aware of when things change and are quite tied to political announcements and change in legislation. But I think the general public maybe are a bit find it a bit harder to keep up with the latest guidelines. And there's a major public campaign going on at the minute, to get that message out there. But we can forgive some people in some respects that they weren't sure. But I think people just need to be aware that those household restrictions are very...
Yeah, the rules are still there, and the fines that come with them. Ryan McAleer, thank you very much for joining us from the Irish News. Coming up, the journalist and author Susan McKay will be with us in studio.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.